Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi, and welcome to part two, Clearing Resentment. I'm so happy you're here. The second part in clearing resentment is forgiveness. We covered some key ways to let go of resentment. Forgiving is the most powerful way to let go of resentment, which is why it deserves its whole episode on its own. Unresolved resentments make us feel miserable for both us and the people around us. Resentment builds slowly over time. It works in chains. And it's hard to shift when we feel resentful because it's never about one thing. It's about that mood. And it's about a whole person sometimes. And this low vibe energy creates a low vibe reality. And that's what we discussed in part one of the resentment. So if you haven't listened to part one, go ahead and listen to that. Now, I gave you some exercises. And the truth is, there are numerous ways to release resentment. There are numerous ways to release the feelings of anger and tension and sadness and disappointment and resentment that you have against someone. And for some people, they like journaling. And for others, they work with a specialized coach. And releasing myself from resentment was the biggest gift that I could ever give myself. Because the truth is, when you're angry at someone, it's you who suffers. When you let go of something, you can let go of the burden and the weight of it. When you're resentful, you're stuck in a low frequency energy, and that is not love. Now, forgiveness is often a sensitive subject because it's so often misunderstood. And sometimes the pain that we've gone through can be so intense and so raw, it almost seems impossible to let things go. You've probably been very hurt, disappointed, and let down, and ignored by the most important people to you in your life at some stage. Whether it was your parents, or your partner, or your friends, or other people that you trusted. And it hurts. It really hurts. Especially from those that you let get close to you. And I totally get that. Forgiveness doesn't disregard that either. Forgiveness is not about pretending the past didn't happen or that you weren't hurt. Forgiveness is not about condoning what happened or someone else's behavior. Forgiveness is not about forgetting everything. Forgiveness is about acknowledging the pain and choosing to move beyond it. What many people fail to realize is that it's a gift that you give yourself, not the other person. Forgiveness, strangely enough, has nothing to do with the other person. It's about you. Forgiveness is about you deciding that you no longer are going to let it consume you when you choose to be free. Now, there's a chance that you're listening to this thinking, there is no way on earth I can forgive them for what they said or did or put me through. And I get that. I really do. Forgiveness was the hardest and most liberating thing I've ever done. You see, my mum suffers from mental breakdowns. She was either very abusive during our childhood or very depressed. She went from being verbally and physically abusive to then being completely sad, sleeping in the days, not wanting to get out of bed. And it was very hurtful. Why was she shouting at me? Why did she hit me? Why did she strangle me and hold my head against the floor? Why did she tell me that I was no good? That I was worthless, that I was a waste of space? I felt scared. I felt angry. And I couldn't express my anger. Because if I expressed my anger, if I showed what I was really feeling, that would be it. I would be punished even more. I would be screamed at even more. And it wasn't worth the risk. And so I did everything I was meant to do. And I turned all of that anger, all of my frustration inside me. And I held on to this resentment without even knowing it was there until it hit an alarming level and started to come out in my food patterns and in other addictions and in hurting myself. It became easier to hurt myself and to turn all the anger in than it was to address it. And that was until I took action and got help for releasing the resentment that I felt. And then I truly experienced freedom. I also had to forgive my dad. My dad divorced my mum when I was 13, 14. They separated when I was 13, the divorce came through when I was 14. And my dad protected us from my mum. So when my dad left, I was very angry at him. How could he leave us with my mum? And how come it wasn't in the movies where I get to choose between my parents? How come both my parents weren't fighting that they wanted custody of me? Where was the love? I felt terrible. And when my dad left, my mum's breakdown became permanent. Us five children had no escape from what became a progressively worse childhood. And it was only when I forgave my parents wholeheartedly that I experienced true inner peace and freedom in my life. Now, I'm not sharing my story for sympathy or to highlight the pain I went through as any more or less significant than yours is right now. In fact, it's almost impossible and therefore pointless to compare our feelings with others. You know how not forgiving feels. And it's your right to hold on to that if you want to. But those who do hold on to it find it much harder to shift from the past. So you have a choice whether you want to forgive or not forgive. You can choose that path. Like many who does take the steps to forgive and accept others' fault completely, I found I was able to love myself because by not accepting and loving my parents for who they are and appreciation for what they've been through, I'd created an unconscious belief that I wasn't even aware of, that only people who are perfect are worthy of my love, therefore sending a message to myself that I don't deserve to be accepted and loved as I am, as I am not perfect either. And when I forgave, I could accept and love myself. The universe often works like that, like a giant mirror projecting back what you give out, or karma. Call it what you will, forgiveness works in the same way. If you forgive others, you can forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness not only allows you to avoid the feelings of regret, failure, and self-loathing, it's necessary to move from being the victim to being a victor in our relationship. And the only way to get to forgiveness is compassion. And that's keeping in mind that only hurt people hurt, that only wounded people wound others. It's about recognizing that those that hurt us are hurting, that people cause pain are in pain or in acting from a wounded experience in the past. People like you and me that are not perfect, that unintentionally harm others. It happens. It's life. And forgiving is not about saying it's okay to hurt each other in relationships. It's about saying that even though their behaviour may not be acceptable by anyone's standards, am I willing to forgive the soul of that person? Am I willing to begin to forgive them? Am I willing to free myself and let this go? Nearly every single case of violence that we hear in the news, when people have researched their background, their childhood, you can tell from the studies and from what they show us and tell us that they've suffered greatly in their life. In relationships, it comes down to the fears. Everyone has relationship fears. Everyone has fears about life. And these fears, the separation from love, get people to act in different ways. And if we can see that everyone who's wounded and that the wounded cause us to act in unloving ways, then we can start to have compassion. Compassion is what fuels love. Compassion is what fuels forgiveness. Compassion is where the heart fully opens. Compassion is the motivation needed to heal ourselves and others physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Qualities of compassion are patience, wisdom, kindness, perseverance, warmth, and resolve. And so when I was able to look at my mum compassionately, to realize just how much she was suffering. She didn't want to hurt her children. She didn't want to scream and shout at us and hate us. She was suffering. Raising 5 children with very little money. My dad was often in and out of unemployment. And then when he left, when I was 13, she was responsible for all 5 of us. Her mum died when she was 16 to cancer. So her childhood was spent watching her mum progressively get worse and worse until she died, and looking after her younger brother. So she really didn't have much of a childhood, and she was still hurting. She didn't have many friends. Her life was raising us 5 children. My dad had several affairs, and she was crying out for love in life and not having any love in her life. And so when I look at her life like that, I feel such love for her. No one chooses to be an abuser or to be aggressive. It's because them themselves are suffering and hurt. And forgiving my dad. What amazes me is that at the same age that I'm recording this, my dad had 5 children. He'd been in a really difficult relationship with my mum for over 15 years, where she was always unhappy. She refused to get medical help. She was shouting at everyone, screaming at everyone. It was no wonder that he decided to leave and needed a few months to get himself together before he made contact again. It was no surprise that he wanted to figure out who he was and what direction he was going in, and then be there for us. Especially as well, going through periods of unemployment. Going through periods of unemployment and the financial pressure of having 5 children is immense. And so with all of that pain and suffering that they were both going through, I just love them even more. They were doing the best they could with the resources that they had. And that's all we can ever do. We all make mistakes. And so part of this is forgiving ourselves. And I'm going to come to a really powerful tool to forgiving ourselves in just a moment. I love the quote by Martin Luther King. He says, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." We all know what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. says is true in this statement. Only love can set us free. So if anything you're listening to so far has touched you, has moved you, excites you, that's because you already know that you can be free, that you can love, that you can forgive, and you can let go. We only feel warmth, excitement, and peace with this because we know this is who we are and this is who we can be. Truly successful people in life strive to be what they can be. Love calls to us because it is us, and forgiveness is a form of love. When you forgive, you are letting go of being a victim. You're letting go of blame. You're letting go of judgment. You're letting go of holding people accountable for your happiness. You're letting go of the burden of carrying a grudge. Making peace within and with the past, you can free yourself so you can feel more love, more joy, and more happiness. It's crucial for you to forgive anyone that you are actively holding a grudge or anger against. We did the resentment exercises in the previous episode, and hopefully now you've started to let go of some of the resentment inside. And then for the next, how we forgive, again, I have lots of processes to do deep forgiveness work. The simplest is writing a letter. So I'm going to talk you through how to write this letter, and I'd love for you to just pause this and give yourself some time today, some point in your day, to just write a forgiveness letter. Now, you never give this forgiveness letter to someone. This is just for you. So what you do is you say that you're forgiving them and you state it out loud. You write the letter and then you read it out loud. Before I go into us, let me just explain about the energy that we carry. You see, if you're carrying right now the energy that they took me for granted, it creates more people taking you for granted in your life. If you carry the energy, they don't respect me. You get reasons to feel disrespected in your relationship and from other people. If you're carrying the energy, they don't love me, they don't care about me. People leave me, they keep hurting me, they're a narcissist, they're controlling, they're selfish. Then you're going to get all of this in your own reality, because we create our reality from the inside out. And thankfully, forgiveness can set us free. Forgiveness means that we can make peace with the past. Forgiveness means that we can kiss goodbye to the low vibe energies and beliefs. Forgiveness means that we can show and be our true nature, compassion and love. Forgiving others means that we'll also be loving and accepting ourselves more. As in the process of forgiving others for their imperfections, we'll be sending that message to ourselves that it's okay to be imperfect and that we're perfectly imperfect. And we may intentionally harm others too. And so forgiving ourselves is also really, really important. Forgiveness is a decision that you have to make. It's a choice that only you can make. And forgiveness is an action, not a feeling. Many people will say to me when I work with them one-to-one or in my training programs, Nicola, I don't feel like forgiving. I just don't feel it. And to which I reply lovingly, of course you don't. And that's because you haven't done anything yet. You cannot feel something you have not done. In order to forgive, in order to feel forgiveness, you need to act first and forgive first. If this is calling to you, then really do this letter, really do the releasing parts in the resentment exercises as well. The power of forgiveness can never be underestimated. When we forgive, we liberate ourselves and we feel happier and more relaxed and free. So, who in your life do you need to forgive? The first step is listing down the people you need to forgive. And I recommend that you do this letter with at least 2 or 3 people. The more, the better. One with your partner, one with an ex, one with your parents. And if you feel there is some degree of resentment, no matter how small, then do the exercise. So the second part is the letter. And it's writing down what you feel angry about, what you feel hurt about, and how to forgive. To get everything off your chest. So what you do is you first of all write to that person and say, I feel this, I feel that, I feel this, I feel that. And then you say, and I forgive you for. And we also put in things we're appreciated of. I loved it when. I appreciate this about you. This is a real powerful tool to do. So you can write your own, or if you would like some guidance on this, then you can email me and ask me for a forgiveness letter template. My email address is nb for Nicola Beer, nb@nicolabeer.com. Email me and I will email you the resentment exercises and the forgiveness letter. And it's yours to keep then. You can use this again and again in your life. Or if you know you want more, and you really do want to master forgiveness, if you tried like I did for many, many years to let go of resentment, to forgive, and it wasn't really working for you, and you still feel it, or it still is there, then you can book a strategy session with me. Just email me, nb@nicolabeer.com, and I'll give you a 30-minute free consultation where we can discuss some of the ways to let go of resentment and forgiveness. We can discuss any further ways that I might be able to support you, and then you can decide. There's no obligation, it's just an offer to explore. If I hadn't worked with a coach to let go of the resentment that I was carrying, if I hadn't have took an action in joining a training course on love and forgiveness, I would be still probably acting out in my addictions and still suffering. And my relationships would have reflected that in my life. So if this calls to you, if you feel inside that you would like to speak to me further, then I'd love to hear from you. And if not, that's okay too. You can just write your own letter, and just remember at the end of your own letter to write down that you forgive you as well. Self-forgiveness is really, really key. Often when I'm working with someone, I encourage them to write a forgiveness letter to themselves, saying to themselves, I forgive you. Another thing that I love about self-forgiveness, a trick or a tool that I share with people, is self-forgiveness song. And the self-forgiveness song is a song by Katana, and it's called Sweet Streams. So if you've got iTunes, or if you want to look it up on YouTube, look at the lyrics, read the lyrics. It's just absolutely beautiful. Play the song. It's called Sweet Streams by Katana, and it's a song for self-forgiveness. It says the word a lot. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I would sing it to you, but I wouldn't want to break the windows where you are. My voice is a little loud tune when I try to sing, so I will spare you me singing. However, do check that out. It is really, really good. And the last thing I want to say is the power in the letters can often be reading them out loud. In fact, where I was trained in the grief and loss recovery program that I did, I was trained that it's actually the most powerful step when we can write this letter and read it out loud. Definitely not to the person who you're writing the letter to, but if you have a friend that will listen to you, or a coach that will listen to you, someone you trust to read it to, then it's really, really important. And if you do decide to book that session with me, then I encourage you to use that session with me that I've offered in this call to write your forgiveness letters and then to read them out loud to me, because it's really, really freeing when we imagine that we're actually talking to that person and getting it out of ourselves, out of our body, off our chests. So that is my invitation to you. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, no problem. You can write the letter and then you can destroy it. You can burn it. You can bury it in the ground. You can put it in the sea. You can do whatever you like to let it go and let the low feelings attached to it disappear. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this episode. I really couldn't do what I love to do without you. And so for all of you that subscribe to the show, that leave a rating or a review, or that just listen to my episodes, I'm so, so grateful. It really makes me feel motivated to create more and more of them for you. Take care. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.